We can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
We abide by another set of rules. Now, don't misunderstand me. You got to do 70, 75 max on 95. Or them jokers that be hiding on you. We'll hawk you down. They might not be able to catch Elder Johns if he tried to get away. I know he won't try. But that Corvette, they might not be able to catch him. But most of all, most of them catch. Don't misunderstand. We got to obey those rules. But when it comes to spirit, we live in unlimited life. What somebody told you you can't have? Did God tell you you couldn't have it? What somebody told you couldn't do? Did God say you couldn't do it? What somebody said your credit score don't measure up? Did God say anything about your credit score? Help us, Holy Ghost. It got quiet. It got dead quiet in here. Credit scores. My credit score. Have a good credit score, 750 and up. Amen. But if it's 650, what you basing what God can do on your credit score? Well, if nothing else, believe God that your credit score can rise. Amen. Now your part is to stop being frivolous and careless with your money. I got some head nods over here. Come on, somebody over here, help me out. The little bobble heads. Come on. Stop being frivolous. Amen. Running that credit card up. And then asking God to rescue you. He rescued you 3 years ago. Come on, that's our part. To be wise. Not to be careless. And frivolous with stuff. God will rescue you, but don't go back into that cycle. Don't be like that dog that returns to his vomit. Or that pig that goes, you get him cleaned up, he go right back to the mud. Don't be like that. No, let God bless you and take you where he wants you to go. Tell somebody it's time to come out. Come on, my next chapter is about to start. That don't mean that you got to start out perfect. You got to start out where you're at. You can be in a mess. You can owe a lot of different bills, have stuff just trying to drown you. But guess what? You start getting out of that by giving. Now see, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to folks, because you're trying to nickel and dime this one and give that one and get that one and forgetting about God. See, that's what you can't do. You can't leave God out. He's the super on the natural. He's the one that knows the way. He's the one that can erase all that stuff out the computer. Help me, Holy Ghost. We got a son that happened to. God erased all the stuff. They couldn't find it. They had to give him his passport. They had to give him a visa. He was marked not to be able to travel ever again. But God confounded all of that. Said, no, I got a bigger destiny for you. Amen. How many ready to trust God in the supernatural? How many ready to become a wonder? How many ready to trust him really like you're supposed to trust him? Well, you got to pass the test of the manna. manna cakes yesterday, banana manna last week, manna stew tomorrow, manna casserole next week. But every time you pray over the meal, you thank God for the manna. Thank God for the manna. See, because the manna meant you had just enough. You had just enough. You had just enough to pay that bill. You wanted that new dress, but you had just enough to pay that bill. You wanted to buy this, but you had just enough to pay that bill. God testing you. Because see, a lot of folks will say, bump that bill. Forget that bill, they can wait. Like I'm the only one owe them. Hey, people owe me. But they do because I owe them something. You'd be surprised at people how people think like that. But see, God will test you with the manna. Just enough. Lord, I sure wanted to do this, but I need to go on and take care of my business. He's watching you. Amen. You got enough. Amen. But it's just enough. Amen. But see, that's a sign of a wilderness. But tell somebody, my next chapter is about to start. Come on, I said your next chapter is about to start. Because you've been in that wilderness, and God's going to bring you out of that wilderness. He brought us out to take us in. Not to leave you in a wilderness, but to rather train you. Deuteronomy 8 says, the Lord says, I led you these 40 years. It may not be 40 years with you. It may be 5 years. I have led you. Get that up for me. Deuteronomy 8 and 1, I think it is. I have led you these 40 years to prove you. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Can you receive that? Listen, you've made mistakes. You've messed up. But see, God being God, he doesn't check out because you messed up. See, folk will check out on you. If they think something on you, they'll check out. They'll kick you under the bus. They'll throw you to the curb. They won't have nothing. But see, God don't check out on you because you're a covenant. He has manifold ways of working stuff into your life, because he knows your heart when other folk don't know your heart. I said, God knows your heart. See, God is a God of principle. He don't just look at the action. He looks at the principle of your heart. He knows when you messed up, but your heart is right. He knows when you missed the mark, but you didn't mean to miss the mark. Get it back up for me. God, remember the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. To do what? To humble your proud self. Let me stay on that a minute. To humble your proud self. Now there's a type of pride that's good, but there's a type of pride that's evil. Only through pride comes contention. People tend to compare themselves to others because of pride. They contend with others. Only through pride comes contention. Why are you so contentious? Because you're proud. And the Bible says God resists the proud. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. What did God lead you all this way for? To humble you. When you got just enough. That's humbling. Amen. Especially when you're used to more than enough. Amen. You used to have a lot, but God humbled you. Amen. To do what? To prove you. Amen. To know what was in your heart. Amen. Whether you would keep his commandments or not. Next verse. And he humbled you. And suffered you to hunger. And fed you with manna. which you didn't know, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know. Man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. So you're not living by this material stuff alone, by the bread on your table. You're living by the word of God. Are you getting this? I said, we're not living by the material stuff. We're not living by the money that comes into our hand. We're living by the word of God. Amen. If you live by the word of God, money will come to you. Amen. Why? Because God is our provision. Amen. God is our source. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He's our strong tower. He's our way maker. He's our mind regulator. He's our heart fixer. He's everything to us. Amen. It'll come to you if you let the word prevail in your life. Amen. This is what he wanted to teach you in your wilderness. I wonder how many got it. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't have to get whooped about something but once. Once I got a good whooping on it, you know, that's history now. You ain't never got to worry about me going that way no more. I'm over that. Has he humbled you? Are you liberal in your giving? Or do you get and then start to look down your nose at other people? Like, I got mine. How come you ain't got yours? Listen, the poor you will have with you always. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean that any particular person's going to be poor, but you'll always have people that have need. Amen. And believe me, Pastor and I know, God will test you. Amen. God will test you with giving. Amen. When you got your eyes set on doing something, God says, no. Oh, Lord, please. I'll never forget somebody really, I won't say the name or anything, but somebody came up on this side of the pulpit one day after service and said, I want to bless you, Apostle. And they put something in my hand. I felt it. It was like, whoa. I looked down at it. It was a roll. It was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. Somebody say, a lot of money. When I say it's a lot of money, it was a lot of money. I just put it in my pocket like, whoa, I felt good. You know, you get to thinking, oh, what am I going to do next? I get the tithe off of this, and Lord Jesus. Then somebody came up on this side of the pulpit, and they started talking. I said, give him that money. I thought about the devil is a lie. You ain't getting my blessing. The Lord said, no, that's for him. And man, I slipped. It was hard getting it out the pocket. My hand, you know, like I couldn't move my hand. I got it out of there. I didn't even get a chance to count it. But see, the liberal soul, if God can get it through you. See, that's the problem. Now, I'm trying to prep you for when money start flowing to you, when things really start flowing. I'm talking about millions. There's going to be millions of dollars. And that ain't going to be no big deal with people. There's going to be millions, but it's got to be able to flow through you. If you're a penny pincher now, if you're stingy now with your manna, what are you going to be like when you get over in the promised land? Can't we fully represent him? Can we be extravagant like him? Can we be liberal givers? Can we look for needs? I've always asked God, Lord, I want to be in a position to be able to change people's lives. In Africa, listen, here too, in Africa, we're going to change the lives of whole villages.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect you.